Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3020. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Tezvot, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. I'm writing, responding to your letter dated the 27th of Tishrei, in which you write about the condition in your sister and brother-in-law's home. I guess they didn't get along. There was no shalom bayit over there in the home. So it's not, he writes to the Rebbe, it's not the way it should be. So the Rebbe says, I understood that as you requested, I will write in that directions to try to bring about a closeness of the hearts, to try to bring them together. I'll write to your brother-in-law, looks like. But the Rebbe says, you, from your side, and generally the family members, you should explain to your sister that this is a foratory. If the husband gets delayed, he doesn't come home on time because he's delayed in a business or in the office in which he finds his livelihood. That's the livelihood for the family. So nobody gets upset. You know, don't get angry that he came home late, because everybody accepts, understands that that's the source of their livelihood. So you got to go along. You got to be late sometimes. On the contrary, not only aren't you having complaints, but people are happy that they have a source for parnasa, and the husband works with dedication, faithfully, so that he should have a secure parnasa. You know, if you don't do today, if you don't do the extra work, you don't stay late, you might get fired, the boss might fire you. You gotta go the extra mile and show that you are a good, trustworthy worker. So, not only are you upset, but you're happy that that the husband is going to have a secure, that he's securing his livelihood for the future. And this whole trying to please, this is trying to please an intermediary from Hashem, which means they are only the intermediaries, the one who is owns the office or the job where you have, the one who's the boss. They're merely pipelines through which Hashem feeds and supports to each one. He gives each individual their parnosa and the family parnosa. So even though you're only talking about somebody who's an intermediary between Hashem and you, that's the boss, trying to please him. If you're trying to please your boss, intermediary, how much more so you have to be happy if a husband serves with trustworthy, with faithfulness to the main boss and the only boss, that every person asks from him during the davening. We ask our need. We turn to Hashem. He's the real boss. And the way to achieve that kind of flow from Hashem is the pipelines of the Torah mitzvahs. So while we're going through the natural ways with a boss, but the ultimate boss is Hashem, and we pray to Hashem to provide for us, and the way we get it is through Torah mitzvahs. So apparently the issue was that her husband would come home late on Shabbos, and because he would stay in the shul and he would daven a little bit longer, apparently. So she was upset that he didn't come home on time. So he says, just like your sister, the Rebbe's telling him, I'll write to him separately. But you explain to your sister on the other side that just like your sister is not angry that her husband is in his position or his learning for several hours during the weekdays, so for sure she should not be angry that on the Shabbos day, which is the day that all days are blessed, as the Zohar says, that he davens a little longer, and that he sort of is misbeited. He meditates and he goes into reflection with Hashem. It's brought down in the Sforim that the Shabbos prayer includes all the weekday prayers. And they're not only the middle blessings which we ask, give us, grant us, but also Shema Kelenu, we're asking all these things. So basically the Rebbe says, try to smooth it out a little bit. And we've already seen that the Rebbe was against, and the Rebbe wrote to Kfar Chabad, the men that stayed the whole day in the shul didn't come home. The Rebbe was against that. The Rebbe told them they should come home and include and do the Shabbos, just the Shabbos Farbrengen together, include the women and etc. etc. But at the same time, the Rebbe says that this is an opportunity once a week for Shabbos for a person that wants to daven a little bit longer, and not to be upset about it, to try to soften the objection. So the Rebbe says, what really shocks me is that your sister moved in into her parents' home. I guess there was not peace over there, so they moved in. The Rebbe says, unfortunately, we see it vividly that when other people mix in between a husband and a wife, even the closest of relatives, if they get involved, in other words, they try to mix into their marriage. And the Rebbe says, many times, there's even more worry for damage than for correction, specifically when you talk about relatives mixing in, because since they are related to one side, that's more worrisome. They can do more damage than a non-related person trying to get involved to help them out. But a relative, is they don't trust him because he's one-sided, they say. He comes from one side. And the Rebbe says, that's not the way to move out and move into your parents' home. The Rebbe says the length is extra. We don't have to vote no more. Because these few lines, it is my hope that these few lines, quantity-wise, will influence to correct the situation as soon as possible and give me good news. And so first the Rebbe says the complaint that their family, the Shalom Bais, is not well between his sister and her husband. So first of all, the Rebbe says, I will write to him, his part. But the Rebbe says, explain that there's not, shouldn't get so upset, because, sometimes it's understandable that if in physical business we allow sometimes for delays, sometimes it comes home to be understanding, the Rebbe asks. And the Rebbe says, going to the parents' home is not a good idea. It's not a good idea for relatives to get involved. Better to get a professional, somebody from the outside. The Rebbe says, professional, get somebody outside. And further, he wrote to the Rebbe that he finds it easy to say Tehillim with Kavona, he has intentions, when he says the verses of song. you know, the opening of the davening is the verses of song from the Tehillim. And that's easy for him. But in the blessings of the Amida, he says he doesn't feel energized. He doesn't feel the energy when he's davening the Amida. So, the Rebbe says you should deeply think in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, especially as far as divine providence and the connection and the unifying that is between each Jew and Hashem, as explained in the teaching of Chassidus. Basically, to realize there is a personal connection between you and God. It's not like God is somewhere else and you're here and you're just one of billions. I just read there are 6 billion people on the...
Eight billion
people on the world. You're not just one of 8 billion people, which is such an enormous amount. But you personally unite. Hashem looks at you personally. It's hard to imagine. You have to very deeply reflect on that kind of an idea, that the all-encompassing Hashem, who is everything, looks at him personally. Think about that very deeply. And also, as explained, in that unifying way, a Yid connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you train yourself with these ideas, it will be engraved in your soul. So it would not just be understanding, but you'll also sense it, you'll also feel it. If you think enough about it, you'll begin to feel it. As the Alter Rebbe writes in the Holy Tanya, in the chapter 41, that Hashem, the infinite, blessed be He, has let all worlds, the upper worlds, the lower world, He left it all. And He puts His kingdom, unites His kingdom on the Jewish people. Shem chooses the Jewish people from everything else that there is. And on you individually, specifically. To think about it, that Hashem is, cares, and unites me, I as an individual. It's a very powerful and almost unimaginable thought. As the pasuk quoted in the Tanya, V'hine Hashem nitzav olav, and behold, Hashem is standing over him. And the Tanya continues, Hashem looks at you, and He searches your kidneys and your heart. Hashem leads you. Hashem is the one that gives you all your needs and all the needs of your family. If you reflect on these ideas, then it would be easy for you to have the proper kavana in the middle brachas, and for sure in the first three and last brachas. Basically, the Amida is divided into three parts. The three opening blessings are blessings to Hashem. The last three blessings are thank yous to Hashem. And the middle blessings is which we ask our needs to Hashem. So while he found it easy to blessing Hashem and to thanking Hashem or the verses of Tehillim, but asking Hashem for his needs, he felt sort of strange. You know, who am I asking? Why am I asking? I'm not sure exactly. But the Rebbe is explaining to him, you and Hashem are connect. When you daven, it's you and God. Unimaginable, but that's the way it is. Not only understand it, but feel it. If you will feel it, then you will be able to have kavana and connect in that special way. So the Rebbe gives him various different advice. First of all, for his sister and brother-in-law, about the Shalom Bayit, and also about him, how to get the kavana by reflection and thinking about that special opportunity and connection that you have with Hashem, and not just to know it, but to feel it. And to feel it is by reflecting and contemplating on it.